Say a couple of things before we get right into the message this morning. I want to say thank you to the Thompson family for the beautiful peace lily. We're thankful for that. And well, in memory of Mrs. Thompson, and she's in heaven now and rejoicing with the Lord. And we're thankful for that promise that we have from the Word of God. And we continue to pray for the family and others within our midst that will. Loved ones of yours have made the passing just recently, and we pray that God would give you peace in your heart. And we're thankful for the peace of God, aren't we, that passeth all understanding. I'm so grateful for that, that the Lord gives us comfort and peace. Also, I want to remind you that starting today through Father's Day, Sunday morning, Sunday night, I'm going to be preaching on the Christian home, the importance of the Christian home. And I would encourage you to make every service in case, and let's just take a poll right here. How many of you would say, Pastor, my home is perfect and I'm good? I'm going to ask you to stand if you would. And if you're ashamed or shy to stand, I'll just ask you to raise your hand. Okay. Then you'll want to be here. We're going to look in the Bible, from the Bible, and see what God says about the Christian home. And we all need help in this area. Every one of us do. You say, well, I have a good home. Well, I'm glad. And I don't doubt that one. Listen, for one moment, I don't doubt that. There's many good homes represented right here in our congregation today. And I'm not asking if you have a good home. I'm just asking, is there room for improvement in your home? And I can only speak for myself. There's room for improvement in my home. There's room for improvement. Well, of course, that's my wife and mother-in-law. Now, me, I'm perfect. So that's the room for improvement is... This is Mother's Day. I can't do that. The room for improvement starts with me, I can tell you that. And I'm grateful for my wife, the mother of my children. What a wonderful, wonderful helpmeet that God gave me. I can say with Solomon here in Proverbs 31, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. I mean that with all of my heart. And God gave her a great mother, and my mother-in-law, and she has been an example, and we appreciate Sister Jean. Jean, I love you as my mother, and I'm so thankful for you. Wednesday nights, we're going to be praying, because I believe in order to have a good godly home, you got to pray. And I've asked you to go home and write down some things that you could come to the church on Wednesday nights and pray about. Maybe you're going to make a list and you're praying for someone in your family to get saved. Maybe you're praying for someone in your family to get right with the Lord. Maybe you're praying about a personal need, a physical need, a spiritual need, a financial need. I don't know what the needs of your family are, but I know that God knows. And I know that God hears and answers the prayers of His people. And I just believe that if there's ever been a time that we as God's people need to pray, that time is on us. And so I want to encourage you to be here on Wednesday nights. It's going to be a little different. We'll meet. We'll sing a song. We'll have one of our pastors come and just share a passage of Scripture. And then we'll just get with family. And you say, well, you know what? I come by myself. Well, that's okay. You get with my family or you choose you a family and say, I just want you to pray with me. And I want to pray with you. And we'll do that. But if you just want to get alone by yourself somewhere, you don't have to be in here. You can go in one of these rooms. You can go outside and pray. You can pray anywhere, but I want you to come here, and I'll show you why Wednesday night. Moses set the tabernacle off far from the camp, and the people went out to pray, and God done great and marvelous things as a result of that act. And so I want to encourage you to do that, okay? That will be this Wednesday. And then, tonight, I'm going to give you a test. How many of you like tests? Raise your hand. You say, I like tests. What in the world? We got one person back there raising their hand. Test kind of helps us to know where we are. And I don't enjoy tests, but you know what? After I take them, well, if I pass them, I enjoy them. If I fail them, I get mad at the person who gave it. So I want to give you a test tonight. Did you know the Bible in the book of Proverbs gave a checklist for husbands and wives? Did you know that? Here in the book of Proverbs. And I want to do a checklist with the husbands, so you wives will want to be here. But then we're going to do a checklist with the wives. So you husbands will want to be here. Did I leave anybody out? You said, what about our kids? Well, they'll definitely want to be here so they can make sure that you're holding out to your part of the deal. All right? So I hope you'll be here tonight as we go through that checklist. I just want us to do those things that would help us have stronger homes. And I want us to not leave anything behind. One day we're checking out of here, brethren. Are you listening? We're leaving this. We're leaving here. And I just don't want to leave anything on the table. I want to enjoy all that God has for me as a husband, as a father, as a pastor, as his servant. I want his fullness for my life. And I believe you do. And so the only way we can have that is be obedient to this book. It's the only way. And so I trust you'll be here for those messages. Proverbs 31. I want to read three verses of Scripture, and they're not in concession. I want to read them. I'll just choose them out. Now, this section, beginning with verse number 10, is a very familiar passage of Scripture. And what I would like to do, ladies, today is I want to try to help us. And it's difficult for a man to do this, but we're not going to have a woman up here preaching. Now, if you want to say amen real loud when I get to a point, well, then that'll be your way. Amen. That'll be your check of saying, yes, that's what we want. What does a godly mother, what does she do, and what is she looking for? What is she looking for as a result of what she does? What does she wish her husband, her children would know about her as a godly wife and mother? Sometimes we husbands have a way of overlooking some things that our precious wives do. And certainly children have a way of overlooking things that their precious mother does. And I want to try to help us to get in the heart of a mother this morning, a godly mother, and just see some things that, well, her value that she brings. I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet just for a moment, and I want you to begin. We'll read verse number 15 first, okay? I want you to notice the word, and this is what God showed me when I was reading through this, the word household. Household. And so I've chosen three verses of Scripture, I feel like, under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, to bring to you today. Now I want you to look right up here before I read. I know this is a message geared toward the mothers. But to the best of my ability, as God is my helper, I'm going to preach God's word to you this morning. And I want you to give your undivided attention to the word of God. This is God's word. And if we would just think about that for a moment, this is not the word of a man. This is not even the word of a special human being, a highly intelligent and knowledgeable human being. Today, we look into the very word of God. And he has something for us. While we honor the mothers, he has something for all of us. And so let's give God the honor of hearing his word with the promise in our heart. God, as you give it, as you are my helper, I want to live it. Verse number 15 of Proverbs 31 says this, she, and this is the virtuous woman mentioned in verse number 10. Who can find a virtuous woman in verse 10? For her price is far above rubies. What a woman this is. And it says in verse 15, she riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her, and here's our word, household, and a portion to her maidens. Then if you would look at verse number 21, Proverbs 31, verse number 21, she, and that's our virtuous woman, she is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. And then in verse number 27, if you'll look there for our final passage, she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word, and I pray that you would help me give to your people this morning what you have given me in my heart. Help it to come out of my lips pure as you have given it to me. And I pray that it would go beyond the ears of the hearers today, right into the heart. God, I pray that we would have a greater appreciation for mothers and ladies, and that we would worship you and thank you for this great gift that we get to call mother. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. As we direct our attention to verse number 15, I want you to notice the labor of this lady. It says that she riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household. I think that this speaks a few things about a mother. You know, mothers, as I've said to you, they work tirelessly. Oftentimes they're working when everyone else is sleeping. Did you notice that's kind of the connotation here? That's kind of the message. She riseth up, in verse number 15 it says, she riseth up also while it is yet night. She gets up really early before the sun. She's up early because she knows that she has a full plate. She has a lot of responsibility. She is a disciplined person. She is a diligent person. She's devoted. She's doing this not for herself only, as we shall see in a moment, but she's doing this for her household. She understands that her household is depending upon her labor. And that's what I see in this verse. I see a labor of someone who labors while others are not noticing it, while they're sleeping. It says in verse number 15, she riseth also while it is yet night. And then the scripture goes on and follows up on that in verse 18. It says that she perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Watch this now. And her candle goeth not out by night. She's up very early and up very late because of the responsibility that falls upon her with her calling as a wife and a mother. Now, I'm not saying that a man can't do this. I'm not saying that as men we don't do this. But here's a lady that understands her calling. She understands her priority. She understands that in order to fulfill her calling, there has to be a certain amount of diligence. There has to be a dedication. There has to be a discipline to life. And I've never met a godly mother that did not have these values in their life. They understood these things. I wrote some things down that I want you to notice. She's serving while others are sleeping. Godly homes are not built accidentally. You know, you don't just happen to have a godly home. It's built with intention, right? If we're going to have godly homes, we need God's help. We need God's direction. We need God's word. We need God's Holy Spirit to help us. And we need godly mothers who is really the Holy Spirit of the home. She's there and she understands what her role is. She understands what her calling is. And she's not afraid to approach it and to fulfill it as God is her helper. And so I see that she shows that she's devoted, because while she's up early, when she gets up this early, I believe what is implied here, that it's not just to help others. Now I want you to listen to me carefully here. Many times, before any of us, but in particular this godly mother that this passage is talking about here, is going to be a help to anyone. They've got to help themselves. Amen. Now please listen to me. See, she gets up early, and I believe that she's in the Word of God. She's with God. When you read this passage, you'll find that her strength cometh from the Lord. Oftentimes, if you read through the Bible, there are men, there's women, even our Lord Jesus, God in the flesh himself, got up while it was a great while before day and got himself away, and he stilled away, and he got away into a solitude place. And he prayed to God, and he sought the wisdom and the power that God would give. And this lady here, the Bible says that she gets up while it is yet night, before the day begins, and she understands if I'm going to accomplish much, if I'm going to be successful, if I'm going to meet the needs of my household, my husband, if he's going to, look at verse number 11 here, if he's going to safely trust in me, If he's going to be that he safe in me, that he would have no need of spoil. In other words, I'm enough. I don't need my husband to think he has to go outside of what God has given him in me. And that's what that phrase means in verse number 11, that his her husband does safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. The spoil is the reward of the battle, and it's something additional. And she said, no, I provide what my husband, what my household needs. Look at verse number 12. It says, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. You know, a woman that spends time with God will fulfill that verse of Scripture. Now, on the flip side of that, and we'll get to the fathers, but a father that will be what he needs to be will also fulfill that. But we're talking to mothers today, a godly mother. And a godly mother would say, you know, I labor and I wish that you knew. I wish you could see how much I do. I believe if we could get in the heart of every mother in this building, every mother, that's really what they are. They want you to see. You know, while you're sleeping, now I'm not saying literally while you're sleeping. I believe this is talking about literally while you're sleeping. While I'm sleeping, she's doing things. In other words, when you're unaware of it, mama's always working, right? You know what I'm saying, so. Mama's always at work. She always has the household, the family in her heart, on her mind. And she's working toward benefiting that family, that household. Praise God for that. Ladies, thank God for your mindset and your heart. God gave that to you. God put that in your heart to answer your call. Listen, one of the highest callings in all the land is to be the godly mother that many that are sitting here today are. And so here's a godly mother that shows she's devoted. She understands her spiritual life demands attention. So she's up early. Notice, if you would, in verse number 27, I think this also alludes to her spiritual life. It says the latter part of verse number 27, she eateth not the bread of idleness. In other words, she understands that there's a task to do. There's a lot to get done, and there's just no time to be busybodying around. Right? There's no time to be wasting time. I know this. I had a grandmother that believed this. If you get busy doing what you should be doing, you won't have time to be doing what you shouldn't be doing. Amen. I mean, and that's so. She put it in this form: idle hands is the devil's workshop. How many of your mother or grandmother told you that growing up? Yeah. Idle hands are the devil's workshop. And idleness, she eateth not the bread of idleness. She's not busybodying. She's not a media drama mama. She's focused on her household. She's focused on what God has given her to do. It also says, if you'll notice, in verse number 25 and 26, it says, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Look at verse number 26. She opened her mouth with wisdom. You know why strength and honor in verse number 25 are her clothing? Because she got up early, and she started her day with the Lord. She got strength for the day. Did you know that God promises strength for the day? As thy days, so shall thy strength be, God said. And ladies, we just want to thank you. I do. I just want to thank you for your tireless effort, for your work and your labor of love, for you imparting character, imparting wisdom, imparting the things that you do in your household. That's where God wants to use you first. I'm not saying that's the only places we shall see here in a moment. But that's the first place God wants to use you. And so it says in verse number 25, strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. Her times are coming. Amen. And we'll get to that in a moment. Her times are coming. Amen. Look at verse number 26. She opened her mouth with wisdom. I like this. And in her tongue is the law of kindness. Oh, listen. Mothers kind of balance us men out, don't they? I mean, we're kind of gruff and rough and rough around the edges, but mothers come along and balance with that kindness and with that love, that's tender love. Many times men give a tough love. Now, there's some ladies who give some tough love too. Say amen right there. You know that's so. I see some of you smiling because I know your story. Amen. But anyway, she's devoted. She's devoted. Back to verse number 15. She's devoted to realizing she has needs, and so she's up early. Her children need guidance and provision. And so look at verse number 15. It says that she giveth. You see that word? She gets up while it is yet night, and she giveth meat to her household. Now, I certainly know that this is talking about physical. I know this is talking about material. But I believe it goes beyond that. I do. And she, because of the word portion that's mentioned right below that, I looked this word up. What a great way to word this. God's word is just wonderful. She gives meat. She's giving and giving and giving. She gives the physical meat. It's more than just prepared breakfast. She offers words of encouragement. As I read unto you in verse number 26, out of her mouth is the law of kindness and wisdom. And this kind of mother is a mother that, if you have this kind of mother, you ought to praise God that God gave you this wonderful gift that you get to call mother, or that you once did call mother if she's passed on. It also shows that she not only gives to her household, but watch this. I like the latter part of verse number 15. It says, because while she gets up, while it is yet night, she giveth. And that word giveth is a word of continuation. She just keeps giving and giving and giving. Isn't that the way godly mothers are? They just give and give and give and give. I pray to God that He would help each of us understand this about a godly lady. They're giving when people are watching, and they're giving when no one's watching. They just keep giving. Their life is about giving. It is. Their life is defined by what they give, not what they get. And so, not only does she give to her household, but I'm going to step outside of that word just for a moment and show that she not only gives her house, but don't watch this, and a portion to her maidens. A portion. That word portion means direction. It means structure. And so she takes care of those in whom either she's over or works with, her maidens. If you'll read on in verse number 20, I think it is, if you'll look over there in verse number 20, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. You see that? Here's a person that is just always serving. You talking about a servant. This lady, just like many ladies that are sitting under the sound of my voice, always serving. A servant's heart. When I say serving, I don't mean with a waitress and a tray and an apron. I mean just in their heart. They're just always giving and giving and giving again. Right? Always serving. And she gives the portion. It doesn't end. She gives to her home, and her household's needs are met, and then she goes outside of that and continues to give. And so the first thing that I think that if a mother could stand up here and say, men, husbands, children, if there's one thing I wish you could know about a mother, I wish you knew our labor. When no one's watching, when there are no accolades, when no one notices, we don't do it for that. We do it because of the way God wired our spirit, because of the calling that God has on our life. And we just wished you knew that. And we'll see why in just a moment. Ladies just want us to realize the value that God has placed upon their life. You say, well, I do, Pastor. Thank God for that. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Don't you forget now, Mama. Don't forget her. Don't you forget the love of your life as your wife. And that lady that is always there for you as your mother. Don't you ever forget her. You say, well, now, wait a minute. What if this? What if that? Don't you ever forget her. All right? God is placing a high honor on her. He's placing a high honor on her. And so if she could just show she's always devoting, she's always distributing, she's always giving, she's always thoughtful, she's a great example to others. In verse number 15, it says that she also, the latter part of verse 15 says, she giveth a portion to her maidens. She's a great example of what she does, how she serves. And how many ladies are right here in our midst right now that we could say, yes, that's one right there. There's another, and just keep going. Thank God for that. God help me not to take that for granted. God help me not to take that for granted. God help you. God help us not to take this wonderful gift that He's given as a mother for granted. You say, well, you know, my mother, I didn't get to know my mother. Well, if you're a lady, then you be that mother that you wanted to have to your children. You be that mother. You be that grandmother. You be that virtuous woman. You be that person with a servant's heart. A servant's heart. All right? Number two. Well, before we move on, I did write this down. I want you to look at, you say, well, is that all she's doing is just getting up early and serving her household? If you've ever read this, there's more action going on in Proverbs 31 probably than most passages of Scripture in all the Bible. You're talking about an action passage. I want you to see something. Look at verse 13. She seeketh wool and flax. That's an action word. She seeketh. Look at the rest of verse number 13. And worketh willingly with her hands. Action. Action. Look, if you would, in verse number 14. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. Action. Verse 16. She considereth the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth. Action. Work. Busy. Serving. Providing. Giving. Because that's what she is. Actually, that's just not what she does. That's who she is. Verse number 19. Look at it. Verse number 19 says, she layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. Look, if you would, in verse 22. Verse 22 says, she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Verse number 24 says this, she maketh action. You see the action? She's busy. She's providing. She's giving. She's serving. Because that's who she is. She realizes this is the highest calling. She loves to do for others. You know, my wife is that way. My children's mother is that way. I started to say was that way. She still is that way. How about you, sir? Could you say that? One person. You see how soon we forget? You see how slow we are to appreciate? There's something about sin that doesn't want us to give honor where honor is due. There's something about sin that causes us to reserve our innermost thoughts. Listen, it's a wonderful thing to lay in your bed at night, sir. Young man, young lady, it's a wonderful thing to go through your day and think about all the goodness of your mother. But can I tell you something that's more wonderful than that? Going to her and telling her, I appreciate you so much. You're very special to me. You mean more to me than anything in life outside of my Savior. There's just something about letting a lady know her value that she wished that we would get. Her labor. You say, well, she's not doing it for that. Well, you know, even Jesus, when she enters into his presence, is going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Shouldn't she get some of it here from you, from me, from us? Amen? Shouldn't we place a value, a worth, an affirmation on the life of the wife and the mother of our children that God has so mercifully and graciously given us? God help me. God help you. God help us. Not to take them for granted. She's busy at it. She's selfless. She's not self-centered. Many, many, many of the things she does out of the love in her heart. And that will lead me to the second. Look, if you would, in verse number 21. Verse number 21 says this. Notice, if you would, verse number 21 of Proverbs 31 says, she is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. You know, when it comes to this passage of Scripture, I wrote this down. Her love is sacrificial. I believe if we could get a mother up here, any mother, they would say, you know, I just wish that, and I hope that you know how much I love my family, how much I love you as my husband, and how much I'm willing to sacrifice for my family and my household. Some of the most sacrificial people I've ever met were called mother. And the Scripture says here, she's not afraid. She's not afraid. She puts the needs of her household above her own. She's tired, weary, worn, but her household needs her. You know what she does? She cooks. We come and slough it down. And then she cooks again. And we come and eat it up. And then she cooks again. And then we come and we eat it up. And then she cooks again. And again. And again. And again. She does the laundry. And we dirty it up. And then she does the laundry again. She does the laundry and we dirty it up. And then she does the laundry again. It's just a tireless work. Why does she do that? Is there great joy in doing laundry, ladies? That's the kind of reaction I'm looking for. I like that. No. Why do you do things you don't want to do? It's the love of God. It's the love that you have for the people you do it for. That's what constrains, that's what compels you. Right? Yes. You know, she just works tirelessly. You see what this woman did? She's not afraid. You know why she's not afraid? Because of verse number 30. I want you to look at this. Favor is deceitful, verse 30 says, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord shall not perish or be praised, shall be praised. In other words, because she fears God, she's not going to fear anyone or anything else. She knows God is taking care of her. She has spent that time with God. She knows He's her strength. She knows what her calling is. She knows what God has for her. And so she just keeps serving her family. She keeps serving her household. And even, look at verse number 21, even in the time of snow, you know what snow is? Snow is an inconvenience oftentimes, in case you make money pushing it. Amen. I don't think too many women do. Though it's an unexpected thing, though it's an inconvenience, though it could be a danger because of power outages and because of slick roads and snow in this passage of Scripture is representing the things possibly that, well, they're just something that we could do without, we think. And with all else that she has going on, this comes. And instead of her complaining and saying, well, you know, I wasn't planning for this, or I wish this wouldn't have happened, or I don't need this, the Scripture says she's not afraid. She's not afraid. Because she spent time with the Lord, and she knows that when the hard times come, when the cold times come, when the difficult times are here, when the difficult seasons are here, she's ready. She's ready. She knows what God has called her to do. She's not going to skirt around or duck away or try to dodge the tough thing, because she's a mother. She's a godly lady, and she understands this is my calling, and I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I thought of a song when I was writing this down, and I thought about how many ladies have, in the time and the season of their lives, sang this song when they were lonely, felt unappreciated, felt like they were overlooked, maybe even not thankful. They were just felt like that they were not thankful for it. The thanksgiving, the appreciation that they thought is not there. And then they got into the arms of Almighty God, and God let them know. And this, I believe with all of my heart, this is why she's saying, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. My God is my refuge and my strength. My God sees what I'm doing when no one else sees what I'm doing. Can I tell you, love, now please listen to me, love will serve when no one else is noticing. I hope you understand what I just said. It is good to be noticed. It is good to be valued. It is good to be told, I appreciate you and I appreciate what you do. But when no one does that, I got to tell you, God sees it. God knows. God's writing it down. Are you listening? God's keeping the records. And when no one notices and it seems like no one cares and it seems like that no one really understands, ladies, what you're going through, there's a God in heaven that does. And I thought about this song, I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. You know, every mother needs to feel those hands. Amen. Thank God for a hug from your husband, from your children. But I'm going to tell you, when those hands of God get around you and lets you feel that God is with you, you will not be afraid. No matter what season you're in life, a sick child, a carnal husband, a wayward child, a financial, physical, even a spiritual problem, when the hands of God get around you, it just does something for us, doesn't it? And I'm glad that God can give this kind of touch. I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in paths that I must trod. I have no fear because Jesus walks beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high. The dark clouds rise. They won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and naught of earth shall not harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Ladies, aren't you glad that when you're alone with God and you feel like that everyone or no one sees or folks are forgotten, that God knows? Aren't you glad for that? And God lets you know what you're doing is my will. What you're doing is my purpose. What you're doing is my calling. What you're doing, I'm taking note of. What you're doing, you're going to be greatly rewarded for. You say, yeah, but can I wait? Do I have to wait to heaven to get that reward? Well, we'll see in just a moment. And so it's her love. She said, I wish you knew how much I loved. I wish my family, I hope my family knows how much I love them. I hope my husband realizes how much I love him. I'm not going to read 1 Corinthians 13. Yes, I am. I'm going to read it. 1 Corinthians 13. If you want to turn there, you can. If not, I'll just read it to you. 1 Corinthians 13, verse number 4. This is a godly mother. Now, I know it's talking about Jesus, but about the closest thing I've ever met to the love of Jesus is the love of a godly mother. And here the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 13, charity, love, that agape love. And I'm not talking about some warm, fuzzy, erotic love, okay? I'm talking about something that's beyond the physical, something that goes down deep in the heart, the agape love of God. And the scripture says here that charity, love, in verse number 4, suffereth long. Isn't that like a godly mother? Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not looking for the attention, not in rivalry with the father or with others, just trying to find their place and do what God has called them to do. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Verse number 5, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, brethren. Never faileth. That's what a godly mother is. That's what a godly mother is. I just read you the description of some of the godly mothers that are in this building. Just giving and giving and believing and bearing up and suffering long and envying not, sharing the truth, imparting wisdom, giving character, being an example, being a testimony, just being that godly mother that God has called them to be. How we ought to praise God for them. And how I will right now, I praise God for godly mothers. Ladies, I want to encourage you. Listen, don't you grow weary in well-doing. Don't you grow weary in well-doing. You press on. You keep your eyes on Christ. I pray to God that God would raise up a husband that you have, that your husband would raise up and see your value. And if he does, you praise God for him. That your children will come and say, thank you. Don't you be like those 9 that went on their way. You return to mama and say, mama, thank you for what you did for me, for what you imparted into my life, for how you paved the way and showed the pattern and laid forth the testimony that I could follow. You praise God for mama. Thank God for godly mothers. Listen, when a people get away from valuing the things and the people that should be valued, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. when we begin to value the celebrities, quote unquote, and those that are living like the pigs of the world and slop of the world, when we begin to value those instead of good, godly, consistent mothers that have a servant's heart, I want to tell you, we are in trouble. But thank God Almighty, I mean this from the depth of my soul, thank God for mothers that will stay steady, stay true, stay faithful, stay diligent for the cause of Christ. Because you know that the payday is coming. As we go back to Proverbs 31, I'll close the message this morning in verse number 27 down through verse number 31. So there's sacrificial love. And there's so much that could be said for that. I do believe, and I must show you in verse number 21, when it says that all of her household are clothed in scarlet, I believe there's a spiritual inference there. I do. I believe it is implied, that word scarlet, when you really look it up now, it's interesting. She not only meets the physical needs by providing the meat and the clothing, but she meets the spiritual needs. She puts that covering as a mother hen. Amen. She puts that covering of the blood of Jesus. She prays the power of God on your life and the protection of God on your life. Where would we be without praying mothers and grandmothers in our lives, brethren? I can tell you where I'd be. I'm an answer to a grandmother's prayer. I'm sure of it. I'm positive of it. My grandmother never let me go. Mothers never let you babies go. Pray for them. You say, preacher, they're adults now. They're out of the house. What can I do? You can pray. The mother's prayer, listen, is one of the most powerful prayers that will ever reach heaven. It's the prayer of a godly mother that says, I will not let my child go. I will not give up on my son, my daughter, my family. God, I'm coming to you in humble faith saying, please bring my boy home. Please let my daughter return to you, Lord. There's nothing like it, brethren. Ladies, please, listen, for your family's sake, for your sake, for God's sake, you keep praying for your family. Don't you ever give up on what God can do in your family and in your life. It's real, brethren. God give us praying mothers. I praise God for a praying grandma. How about you? I am an answer. Listen to me. I'm standing before you today. I'd probably be in hell right now. But I had a grandmother that never gave up on me. She prayed and prayed and prayed. And I rejected and rejected. I rebelled. I went my own way. But I thank God that she never gave up on me. Thank God for that. Don't you ever give up on your children. Never. You say, preacher, I don't know. I don't know about my children. I don't know what's going on. Listen, God sees them. He knows where they are. And the devil's trying to discourage you. And if you're not careful, don't you let the devil discourage you. Don't you let him keep you down. We all get down, but don't stay down. Don't you stay down. You get down. If you're going to get down, get on your knees and pray to God and say, God, bring my child back. God, restore them. God, call my son to preach. God, call my daughter to serve you. God, give them hearts for God. Give them hearts for Christ. Give them hearts for the kingdom of God. I don't want just an average family. I'm about sick and tired of that. Well, you know, we're just an average family. Do better than that. Do better than that. We don't need average families. We need supernatural. We need something from heaven. We need something that'll change the environment around us. Amen. You know what? Mama, I'm telling you now. It's in you. I didn't say it's on you. I said it's in you. It's on dads. I'll get to them later. Not today, but I'll get to them. God has put something in your heart now, ladies. Don't leave it on the table, please. God's put a love in your heart like no other. Verse number 27, and I'll read this and close. She looketh well to her ways of her household and needeth not the bread of idleness. So she labors. She loves. She looks. Oh, that word look there is, listen, it's to observe closely. It's to watch diligently. It's like watching over, and she notices. She takes note. Sometimes we men can be oblivious. Amen. But I tell you right now, mama's honed in. Mama's honed in. She sees when things kind of get a little sideways, or she sees when things kind of get a little out of order. And that's what the scripture's saying here. It says she looketh. You look at that word looketh. That's what it's saying. She's looking. She's looking well. She's observing. She's watching with a watchful eye. And she's looking for certain things. She's looking for a direction. She's looking for her children to go in a certain direction. She's watching their friends and their influences. And there's so many things that a mother does. And that's what this verse of Scripture is saying. Well, this is her labor. This is her love. And this is what she longs for. Or she looks for. She's looking for a direction. She's looking for a purpose in her children's life. She's trying to help in that way. Now, what's in it for her? I'm just going to read it. Let's close out the chapter, verse 28 through 31. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Children, do your part. Go to mama. Look right up at me, young folks. Really, I can never be more serious when I'm talking to you. When was the last time you went to mama and said, "Mama, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the sacrifice, the labor, the love. Thank you for the meals and the laundry and the cleaning up and the patience and the long-suffering, the forbearance in my life. Mama, thank you so much." Husbands, notice what it says here, verse 28. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. When's the last time you praised your wife? When's the last time you patted her on the back or hugged her and said, "You're special to me. You're God's greatest gift outside of Jesus to me. I praise God for you." Do something. Show her this is what she longs for. She longs for this. Many daughters in verse number 29 have done virtuously, but thou that sellest them all. You're the best wife a man could have. You're the best mom a boy, a girl could ask for. Rise up. Don't let the devil defeat you in this area. Go to them. Tell them. Do something. You say, "Well, I plan on doing something today." Every day. Every day. Let them know. Every day. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. Now, that's not saying that, ladies, that you ought not look your best and be your best. That's not saying that at all. It's just saying there's something above these things, and that is a fear of the Lord. That's what's on the inside. Right? This is where real beauty is. This is where real modesty is, on the inside. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates, verse 31. Well, there's so much, and I know I didn't do justice there. But if I just said one thing that helped these ladies to know you're valued, you're special, you're needful. I don't know what we'd do without you. Let's stand to our feet. What would we do? I have to say, Brother Mark, I wouldn't be here without my mother. What about it, folks? Ladies, I want to assure you. I want to assure you now. The Bible says, you be steadfast, unmovable. Don't move off your marks now, lady. Ladies, don't move off your marks. You know what God's called you to do. You know that instinct that God's put in your heart. You have it now. You know that you know. Don't move off your mark. Don't let the devil, the world, and influence move you off your mark. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. All that you do, though sometimes others will overlook, God never overlooks. God always sees. Thank you. Thank you. Let's bow our heads together.